You're with Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross here with Kate Lochte, and on the phone we have Jamie Smith of the Kentucky Cancer Program. Jamie, thank you for being on Sounds Good today.
Thank you for having me.
Jamie, we're talking today about the December 6th forum at Baptist Health Paducah's Heart Center Auditorium. That's this Friday, and it's pretty doggone important. The topic is the new National Lung Cancer Screening Guidelines impact on Kentucky. Explain what those new guidelines mean for Kentuckians.
Well, first of all, Kentucky obviously has a high rate of lung cancer, so this will make a tremendous impact on the health of Kentuckians. And this new guideline that is being presented is allowing for an actual screening to detect lung cancer. And so this is recommendations that are just newly brought out. They'll be hopefully approved by the end of the year. But they're looking at anyone ages 55 to 79 and that have a 30-pack year or greater history of smoking, who either currently smoke or have quit in the past 15 years. And by pack year, they mean someone that has smoked an average of one pack of cigarettes per day for a year.
So this is identifying high-risk patients, people for lung cancer.
Absolutely. And, you know, a lot of people are worried as they get older that, you know, they may have smoked in the past, or if they're currently smoking that they may end up with lung cancer. And so this screening is a low-dose CT scan, so there is less risk than a regular CT scan with that for them to be able to go in just to get the reassurance, perhaps that you know they don't have anything that they need to worry about, or they also can get a consultation with the physician that day, and they're allowed to talk to them and get questions, you know, answered from them that they may have right now.
Although this is a proposal, what comes to mind for me immediately is how are people going to go participate in this if it costs money to do this?
Right. Well, we're looking at hospitals, obviously, right now that can offer this screening for them as well. There's only one hospital currently in the area that is offering that, and that is Baptist Health Paducah. And for right now, they charge $200. It's not covered by insurance right now. A lot of people have asked, too, what does that mean in 2014 when the Affordable Care Act comes into it? And it's still not going to necessarily be covered under that new Affordable Care Act either. So there is some cost to it, but these hospitals that are doing it are offering it at much less cost than what you would incur if you went and just had a regular screening done.
All of us want to be healthy, but we don't necessarily want to pay anything.
Right. Right. And, you know, it's hard, especially today, and we've got different things that we need to worry about. And obviously sometimes we put off going to the doctor for certain reasons. You know, other things come up that are more important. But I think for your just peace of mind, you know, to be able to go and have the screening done can make a huge difference, especially if you are at a high risk, because there are so many lung cancers that we see each year. It's the number one cause of cancer death in men and women in Kentucky, and we see over 4,500 cases of lung cancer diagnosed in Kentucky each year, and 80% of those are diagnosed at a late stage. And so if we can get those diagnosed at an earlier stage, or even to help people quit smoking, we have plenty of smoking cessation programs available to us as well that we can refer people to.
I haven't looked at the price of cigarettes in a long time. How many packs would you have to give up to pay for a screening?
Well, I think on average what we say right now is that a pack of cigarettes is $4.75. So let's see. That is 42. So 42 packs would be what would cover the cost of that.
Well, that seems doable if you look at it that way.
Yeah.
Just and trying to get someone to think about this and really put it in perspective. where, as you said, the peace of mind and possibly also early discovery.
Right, definitely, because if you can find lung cancer at the earlier stage, obviously your prognosis is much better than the late stage. So we want to change those statistics. Kentucky's death rate from lung cancer is 46% higher than the national rate.
My goodness. It's such a heritage in the state that how does the Kentucky Cancer Program deal with that heritage that, we send our kids to college on tobacco money, that kind of mindset, and still smoking and ingesting tobacco products? How do you deal with that?
Well, I think society played a big impact on that, obviously, before some of the smoking was cool and promoted by Hollywood. And I think that that is kind of changing now. We see a definite change in society with smoking. And so hopefully that can make a big impact as well, especially on youth today. And we've seen that. We've seen lower numbers with especially youth smoking. And so hopefully, you know, later on down the road, we'll see some of those. But the Kentucky Cancer Program has worked across the state with the Cooper Clayton Smoking Cessation Method, where we've helped thousands of adults quit smoking using this method. And it's a 13-week class that we put on, and it's a support group. It uses nicotine replacement therapy with behavioral modifications for them to become smoke-free and nicotine-free. And then also the Kentucky Quit Line is available, and that's 1-800-QUIT-NOW, where anybody can call, and they have a coach that they can talk to that will help them set a quit date and coach them through the process of becoming smoke-free as well. So I think that we've kind of addressed it across the state. The state's obviously taken a great initiative into being able to help Kentuckians that want to quit smoking, and we've seen great progress come from that as well. We may still have a higher usage, but we have helped some, you know, become non-smokers.
The Cooper Clayton method and the coach hotline, are they the primary thrusts of the new initiative plan to be tobacco-free?
The plan to be tobacco-free will be a new program that we're launching after the first of the year. And basically, I'm a cancer control specialist with the Kentucky Cancer Program, and we're going to serve as cessation navigators, where we'll be able to sit down and do a class within the community or in work sites, and we're going to be able to sit down and talk about all the different treatments available to help those become a non-smoker. So this will include over-the-counter products. It'll also include prescription products and then all the resources that are available to help people do that. So we'll talk about Cooper Clayton, but we'll also talk about the Quit Line, and there's some programs for women that are pregnant, and even some of those programs, those women can get some financial incentives to become non-smokers as well, which we'll be able to give more information out about that at these sessions that we'll do.
Well, let's go back to the fact that there is a forum at Baptist Health this Friday. Describe what will happen during during the forum and who may attend.
Okay. Anyone is welcome to attend. We encourage, obviously, we really want hospitals to be there and those that work with the public, but it's obviously open up to community members as well. Anybody can come. We're going to provide lunch that day, so we would encourage people to call and make a reservation so we make sure we have enough food for everybody. But we're going to have a panel of experts. We'll have some from the state and then some actually from Baptist Health Paducah, two doctors that are currently doing the screening, and an administrator from the hospital as well to talk about the financial impact on the hospital and why they've chosen to support this screening. And we're going to talk about the screening guidelines. We're going to talk about what actually entails into the actual screening, the recommendations that the person needs to have to qualify for the screening, and the importance of informed decision making with your care provider before you are screened for it.
How does one register, and what's the time commitment involved?
It'll be about an hour to an hour and a half. So the program's going to start at noon, so we'll have you out of there by 1:30 at the latest. and they can call our office at 270-442-1310 to make a reservation.
Jamie, thank you for speaking with us. And have you ever smoked?
I have not, no, but I've had a lot of family members that have. My father-in-law was actually a smoker and had throat cancer, and so I watched him battle it, but he survived it, thank goodness. So we're very fortunate with that, but it has played an impact on my family as well.
Yes, indeed. Jamie Smith, Cancer Control Specialist, Kentucky Cancer Program Forum, Friday, December 6th at Baptist Health Paducah Heart Center Auditorium. Thanks for speaking with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.